Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How does it just keep getting more depressing? Frank Saravelli right there talking about the Lightning possibly as a suitor for J.J. Paterka, who we think maybe, this has been reported, is dissatisfied playing for the Sabres. So the Sabres might like him as well as anybody else, but also might feel like they probably should trade him because otherwise, well, he's just going to leave you. And here we go again. Paul Hamilton wrote at WGR550.com today on Paterka. And while mentioning Elliot Friedman's report that I just cited without naming him and other facts in the situation, Paul wrote some of the transcript from Paterka at the locker cleanout and after the season and, you know, basically is here to say Paterka didn't say anything that would lead you to believe he wanted out. Right. I appreciate that from Paul, of course. I mean, wouldn't that happen most of the time, though? Like, with Tuck gave you the, I don't know, which maybe is enough to worry.
It worried me, and I hope it's premature and erroneous for me to be worried about. It's the Sabres' history that has me spooked as much as anything within that. But, you know, I just thought it was pretty obvious he didn't want to put his name on anything that tied him, like, oh, absolutely, I can't, yeah, I'm eager. We've already talked, whatever. He said he hadn't thought about it yet, and I find that hard to believe, but it could be right. Maybe he's a very much, well, the season's over, now I start thinking about what's going to happen in the future. I don't know.
But more likely, he didn't want to really answer the question, honestly.
Right, that's what I suspect, and, you know, that again, I hope that's wrong, because losing him, feeling like you need to trade him would really, I think, be a low point in what has been just a decade plus of low points. But Paterka, yeah, I appreciated Paul's effort today to kind of point that out. Byram's another one when the season ended that, you know, didn't say get me out of here or anything, but it certainly did not sound like a guy eager to, like, be a part of the solution, right? Just, yeah, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'll leave that to my agent. All that sort of stuff that, to me, can be code for just, yeah, I'm not putting my name on, I can't wait to sign a 7-year extension here. Just, you know.
Well, in that case, I'm grateful.
Yeah, same here.
I don't think the Sabres should sign him at all.
Right. In that case, I'm glad he doesn't want to be a part of the solution.
If that's true, right.
Right, if that ends up being right. The Paterka thing has been interesting to me all along. Like, I think... I have suspected all along here, like the way Friedman is framing it now is, you know, this has been the case. They've been standoffish about it, but now they realize that they might have to act, so they're considering it. I just feel like that's been the case all along. I don't think anything changed there. I think it's just getting closer to the time where you're going to do business. And so I think any idea 2 months ago that Paterka might not be eager to sign a long-term extension, I would suspect, my opinion, I don't have this cold or anything, but my opinion is that that came from the Sabres. I think they would know already that there could be trouble there. And so we're kind of getting word out, like it's a way to get, you know, get it out there. Like, hey, call us, you know, you could check in on us. Now it's time that you've got to really get something done. And it's like, oh, no, they're open to it now. I mean, I don't know. I just think if he doesn't want to commit to them, that they've been preparing to trade him this entire offseason is what I would suspect.
Maybe. What is the new strategy going to be? Basically, Scott Wheeler, I don't disagree with it, with the thinking, is recommending the Sabres draft a player that if he played for a different team, you would hate.
Yeah.
And sounds good to me. Who was the last Sabre that anybody hated because of their playing style?
Coletta.
Yeah. Ott. I don't know.
Barnaby, I don't know. Yeah.
It's not their brand.
Right.
So that's fine. That person, if they do it, will be 18. Like, that's not something that's about to overnight.
No, it's not going to change the face. It's going to change your NHL team at all.
What is the brand or the strategy going to be? Because it's a bigger problem than just the lineup right now, I think, where you've got a really tough perception about the team that you're trying to change. And if some of your best players don't want to help you, that just makes it worse. That might, if Paterka gets traded or Alex Tuch moves on to a place where maybe there is a state income tax or it somehow drops below 50 degrees once in a while, what's that say about your previous, you know, messaging that you're stuck because people don't want to play for your team, the losing plus the climate plus the taxes? I don't know. The Sabres have tried more than once to announce themselves as a destination. Hockey heaven. Want to be here. We're going to do this organically. You could be Jack Eichel, and we'll trade you if you're not committed. You could be Sam Reinhart. We'll trade you. We'll trade anybody. Well, that's not a great message.
No.
Come play for us so we can dump you when you're ready. Just let us know when you're ready. I mean, you can't build a team like that. But, you know, what are your options?
I think one that I didn't – we talked a little about this yesterday, and, of course, at other times have dipped our toes in the water, but it's coming close. You said, right, the draft is 10 days.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The way, like, that is normally, well, I mean, it's a time when business can be done. I don't want to get too excited about it being some crazy swap meet, because I feel like every time we do that, it ends up being pretty quiet, and just team makeover doesn't come, and the Sabres sign Connor Clifton, and we're like, okay, when's opening night?
When's football?
But one idea for them here, like, as much as it might be the time to maximize return on a player like Paterka if he doesn't want to commit long-term, or maximize return on Tuck before he plays the last year of his contract and is set to become a UFA, it could be time to just sort of dig in and see the plan. There has to be multiple facets to this, but on those two guys, the Sabres do not have to do anything with either one of them right now. They don't have to. They could dig in. And if they have conversations with Tuck's people and they're open to it, great. If they're not, you don't have to move them. You can dig in. You have Paterka's rights. He's an RFA. There can be a bridge deal. I doubt he's going to hold out or go to Germany or something if he doesn't get what he wants here, which is apparently a trade to another organization. And hope that trading Bowen Byram and whatever else you can do gets you enough that it turns, and then you take another, like, you get yourself to a playoff contention spot with what else you add by keeping those guys here, and they become more open to staying as it starts to finally, like, oh, this is working, we can do this, okay, and the market comes alive again and the building is excited, and, like, all the things that come with a winning sort of hockey team, a playoff hockey team. And I might even suggest, out of desperation right now, that is what they do. Because I have a hard time believing they're going to get better trading Paterka. Or Tuck, for that matter. And so,
so much for guys who want to be here then.
Right.
Like, new plan.
Okay.
New plan is, right, we don't care if you want to be here.
Right. You're here. And
good luck.
And hope that you can, again, change their minds, right? Recruit them by winning. And I know how far-fetched this might sound right now, but it's just an idea, because I think if, like, a doomsday scenario presented itself and they felt like, oh man, Tuck doesn't want to sign an extension with us, Paterka doesn't want to sign a long range thing, he wants out, You're back to, like, how much longer is Dahlin going to stay quiet?
Right.
How much longer, like, where are you? you could really end up in a position where you're backing all the way up again and starting over. And, like, who is going to have the stomach for that? Like, I would really start to worry about, I already am. I don't know how long this can sustain itself the way it is. So I might be really considering just digging in and saying, no, you're on the Buffalo Sabres, dude. And, like, it might burn me a year from now, but I gotta try. It's my best chance to be as good as I can be this year. So I don't know. That's not a great plan at all. I just,
no, well, there's presented. No, there. It might not be, but what is?
I don't know what else is. That's it exactly. Like, I don't like the alternative. I don't like the idea of trading Paterka. Tuck is more speculative based on how he sounded. I don't know what's happening there. But I feel like the Paterka thing is real. And I don't think you're getting better trading a guy that had 68 points last year. I just don't. He's so young still. Like, that's a player that is tracking towards should be a core piece for you.
Yeah, really, that's right. I mean, what does a team do with a player like that? They don't. I mean, you could trade for draft picks, but he's still young. You could trade for age, but that's tricky and maybe not even desirable at all. What you do with a player like this is you sign him. That's what happens, you know. Like, he's young enough that you're trying to grow something. You'd want him to be a part of it. But if he doesn't, then you have a challenge on your hands. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.